All right, adventurers. We're going to start another year. Are you excited? Are you guys excited? All right, I'm excited as well. Today, my message is only 2 hours long, so we got plenty of time. We have if you need to go take a bathroom break, now's the time because we're going to be here for another 2 hours. Now, I made it really short, and so why don't we start with a prayer so that we can ask Jesus to help us understand, okay? Heavenly Father, would Jesus help us today as we are listening, help us to understand, and not just to understand. Lord, we want to live the message that you place upon our hearts. Would you please help us do that? May your Holy Spirit be with all of us here today. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, this guy, his name is Dikembe Mutombo. Now, I put his picture up there. Well, he used to be a basketball player. He is 7 feet, 2 inches tall. Is anyone here 7 feet, 2 inches tall? He's a little shorter than I am. So, no, he's really tall. But what he's also known for, he has one of the longest names that you've ever probably seen. Dikembe Mutombo and whatever else follows that, right? Whole bunch of words. Now, raise your hand if you had that many words in your name. Does anyone here have that many words in their name? Charlie, you do? Most people probably only have maybe one or two. He's from a country called Congo in Africa. One of the reasons why African names are so long is this, and I don't think it's for every country, but when I went to the seminary, I actually had many friends who actually came from Africa, from Nigeria, from Kenya, and Sudan, and all these countries, and many of them had super long names. And I had one friend, his name had 10 words in it. I'm like, why is your name so long? What they explained to me was this. So in some African cultures, I think the guy who told me this, I think he was Nigerian. I'm not 100% sure. But he says, your name often tells you who your mom is, who your dad is, which village you're from, and even sometimes what day you were born. It gives you so much information about who you are, your family, what village, your background. And so the name gave a lot of information about who you were. Now, most of you know that I'm Korean, and my Korean name is Sunchan, right? And there's no Korean, so if I butcher my own name, you don't know if I did it. You're going to have to take my word for it. I said it correctly. Sunchan. Now, Korean names, first names, usually they have two syllables. And each word actually means something. So my first name is Sunchan, but there are some other examples I can give you. There's a Korean word name called Haewon. Haewon's Hae means garden. Won means graceful. Maybe I got that backwards, but you get the idea. So when you put those words together, it means graceful garden, right? And so Korean names kind of work that way. And Hyungi means, Hyun means pearl, and Ki means wise. So it's wise pearl. Now I'm going to tell you a quick story about my name. And it's a little bit traumatic. So if you heard it before, it's because I'm sharing in my traumatic experience that I had, right? So one day, we were in Dallas, specifically Allen, Texas. And my mom and my dad, and we were all having a discussion around the kitchen table. And somehow the conversation of names came up. And so they said, such and so, his name is blah, 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 blah. And I got curious, so I was like, Mom, what is my older sister, what does her name mean? And her name is Mie. And she said, it means lovely and beautiful. I was like, that's a pretty cool name. And I kept asking, what about Dad's name? His name is Josu. What does that mean? And they say it means such and such, like something mountain, right? What about grandfather's name? And his name is Panem and means such and such. I was like, yeah, so what does my name mean? And they paused for a second. And my mom had to think about it, and she goes, I have no idea. And that made me feel really special, right? I think they just kind of forgot. But the point is, Korean names actually mean something. So oftentimes, they give you that name because they want you to be a certain type of character. We're going to talk about what that is. It's a certain type of person. Now, do you know in the Bible, here comes our message, in the Bible, names have really big significance, right? Sometimes, I'll give you an example. The name Daniel actually means God is my judge. Yeah. So we see meanings in the Bible, but more importantly, did you know, raise your hand if you knew God had many, many, many different names. God has many different names. I don't even know how many he has, to be honest, right? Why does God have so many names? Because each different name teaches us something about who God is. It describes his character, right? So that's why there, because God has more than one character trait. We're going to talk about what character is in a second. But God has multiple character traits, and so he has many different names. And each name emphasizes or highlights a certain part of God's character. So you might be now asking, adventurers, who wants to tell me what character is? What's character? Here's what is character, and that's a big adult word, right? Anyone know? Yes, Divya. Want to give it a shot? Yeah, go ahead.
Something that's special.
Okay, something that's special. Yeah, you're getting there. Anyone want to? Yes, Paul.
So what your character is like what you like and what you do and what you like listen to.
Now, you are getting much, much warmer right there. I think you kind of pretty much got it. So this is how I would describe character. You guys ready what character is? Yes. Character is a combination of your thoughts and your feelings, right? So when you put those together, it basically tells us who you are. Now if I give you some examples, you'll get it right away if I give you an example. What is one example of your character? Can anyone give me one example? Yes. How about kindness? Is that a character trait? Yes. So, now, character can be either good or it can be bad, right? So, what's the opposite of kindness? Can that be a bad character trait? Yes. That's a character trait. Patience. Being patient is a character trait. There's impatience. There's honesty. Is that a good character trait? Absolutely, right? And then there's being loving. And the opposite would maybe being selfish. Now, let me describe a couple examples of God's character. The Bible says that God is good. Would you agree God is good? Yes. And God's names reflect that he is good. Is God loving? He is loving. And God's name teaches us that he's also loving. God is gracious. God is merciful. All these different names teaches us something about God, specifically God's character. And here comes our... let me ask you a question. So the names of God reveals or shows what about God? God's names teaches us what about God? We just talked about it. So it was a letter C. Character. So the names of God teaches us about who's God's what?
Character.
One more time. The names of God teaches us about God's
character.
Character, right? And so here is our verse, and we're going to wrap it up in a few minutes. The Bible says, you ready? They shall see his face. Talking about God's people will see his face. And God's name is on their foreheads. Wow. What does that mean when we get to heaven that God's going to take a sticker and go, boom, like put it on their foreheads like that? No. Do you think where God would take, we get a tattoo and God would write his name upon our foreheads? No, right? But it means this. If God's name is on our foreheads, what does God's name teach us about God? see word? Character. So if God's name is on our forehead and God's name teaches about God's character, when we the Bible says that his name is on our forehead, it means we have God's character, right? And so this becomes so very important, right? Let me just look at my notes real quick and we'll... So, what do you know each one of us, we are called to have God's character. And it doesn't start in heaven, it starts today. It started yesterday, and it continues on to tomorrow, right? Everything that you do will either help you to build good character, but if you make bad choices, you build bad character, right? And one of the missions as U.S. adventurers this year is to reveal God's character through your words, through your actions, and all that you do. Does it reveal God's character, or does it reveal the devil's character? Hopefully, as adventurers, in everything we do, it should reveal God's character. And we're going to do one more verse, and we're going to conclude. Matthew 5:16 says this: "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." How do people see God's character in you? When you have good works, right? God's character shines through your good works. Let's say you go outside and someone falls, you're like, and you laugh at them, like, aha, you're dumb, like, and then you just walk away. Does that reveal God's character? How about if they fell, you run them, you help them up, and ask them if they're okay. You get a Band-Aid for them, and you pray with them. Does that reveal God's character? Yes. You see how Jesus says, by your good deeds, God's character is revealed. Now, are you willing to take on this mission? Are you willing to reveal God's character through your life and through your works? Raise your hand if you do. Adventurers, who wants to reveal God's characters? How about you guys? You want to reveal God's character? Yeah, raise your hand if you do. All right, I am going to pray for you. Dear Jesus, we want to have your character, and we want to reveal your character, but we cannot do it on our own. It's only as we walk with you and serve you that we are forming good character. We just ask that your presence will be mightily revealed and be with each adventurer, each parent, each leader, that you may do mighty things to them. Lord, please bless them. And when it's all said and done, may each one of us have the name of God written on our foreheads, meaning that we will all have God's character imprinted in our minds and in our hearts. Amen. So I'm going to give you one thing, and I need some help. So, leaders, if you can help me a little bit, if I want you to put a sticker, it says God's character, and I want you to put it on your heart. Your heart's on the left side, right? So today, I want you to put a sticker on your heart, not on your forehead, because that's not going to look good, but on your heart, it says God's character, so that you are reminded that we are called to have God's character imprinted upon our heart and upon our mind. God bless you guys.